Hey, Unlocked readers, Merry Christmas! I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. Yesterday, we talked about the humanity of Christ and the significance of God sending His Son to live a fully human life on earth. But if Jesus was fully human, what really separated Him from the rest of us? I'm so glad you asked! You see, Jesus was fully human and fully God. Not half and half, not 50-50. Fully human, fully God. It makes your mind spin a little bit, doesn't it? Well, our devotion today might do a better job of explaining this concept. It's called Jesus is Fully God, and it was written by Taylor Ising. Three wise men, three kings, three magi. Who were these people? The truth is, we don't know a lot about them. But the Bible and history together do tell us a few things. To begin with, the Bible never says there were three. The only reason we say three wise men is because they gave three gifts, so historically, Christians have talked about three people. And what are they called, anyway? The technical term is magi, which is a Greek word referring to a certain group, possibly from Persia, who studied the stars. When they traveled, they tended to do so in big groups, so maybe a better title for the song, We Three Kings, would be We Caravan of Magi. God showed these magi a star that predicted the coming of a great king. As they traveled, probably for months or even years, He led them to Jesus, who was about 2 years old at the time. They recognized Jesus as the king whose birth had long been foretold. God opened their eyes to show them that this toddler was their savior, and they bowed down and worshiped. These travelers from afar recognized Jesus as God before most of Israel, Jesus' own people, did. This incredible part of the story of Jesus' birth shows that Jesus is fully God. The very stars proclaim who He is. Jesus is God, and because of His goodness and holiness, His handiwork cannot help but praise Him. His name and His divinity are written all throughout creation, and if we earnestly seek Him, He will reveal Himself to us so that we may join in that chorus of praise. Alright, so let's talk about this. Why is it important that Jesus is fully God? Could His sacrifice on the cross have saved us if He wasn't fully God? 2 Corinthians 5:21 and Philippians 2:5-11 might help you answer this question. Has God revealed Himself to you in any unexpected ways? What are some ways you catch glimpses of Him in creation? I mentioned in the beginning that it's a little mind-boggling for us to comprehend how Jesus is fully God, fully man. You probably have some questions. Who's a trusted Christian in your life that you can talk to about this? I am so thankful for God's gift to us, sending His Son to earth. I hope we can all meditate on that as we celebrate this beautiful holiday with family. So, from me and mine, Merry Christmas. Enjoy the day and don't eat too much pie. Or do, whatever. It's Christmas. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.